Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano, and he can talk to us a little bit about the light coating of snow that we had in our area yesterday that still remains on the ramp of death, the access ramp, which comes into the station in the back. It's a good thing the building is closed to the public, because the ramp of death once again has been officially christened today. Good morning, Pat.
I think it's time that you get your handyman people in there and get that deck wired with heat so that you can turn that on and have it all defrosted by the time you get into work.
Well, the town just applied for a steep grant, actually, to fix the parking lot, to make the whole parking lot behind here one big parking lot, and also rebuild the ramp. So we'll have to see what happens. I was kind of always hoping that they just put in one of those lifts, those hydraulic lifts, instead of the ramp. But the town treats us extremely well in this building, so however the town wants to fix it is okay with us. But for this winter, it will remain the ramp of death.
You won't have any snow to worry about today.
That's good.
Most part, it'll be sunny. There's some mid-deck cloudiness. Breezy, cold, only 40. Clear tonight, 15 to 20. Sunny, mid-40s to near 50 Thursday. Partly cloudy, 55 to 60 Friday. Continue to partly cloudy Saturday, mid-50s. And it'll be cloudy on Sunday with a high just about 50. So it gets cooler again by late weekend. And the weekend is not brilliantly sunny, but still, for the middle part of November, it is not terrible. So that's a good thing. Before I go on to this, what I'm going to read you, a little paragraph. Did you like the picture of me and Shirley in the Weather Center?
Well, here's what I was going to bring this up. And for you folks that are wondering, first of all, what Pat looks like, because the picture I've had up there, it was like 20 years old. Right. You know, Pat and I, in those pictures, we never age. We age in real life. So I took that picture, and that is now your picture. First of all, I do a close-up, so it's your picture whenever we post your forecast up on our on-demand page. But for today, I have taken that picture, and it will be up on Facebook as well, of you and Shirley in the Weather Center.
And that picture was taken in September, right after Pat had his completed surgery on the upper mouth with the teeth. So my top lip was still swollen from the surgery, but it was one of the only pictures that I had that had me and Shirley in it and the Weather Center. So I said, you know what? When I found it, I said, I got to send it to Marshall because I don't have any other pictures. But in the meantime, you know, I will work on, you know, like maybe over the holidays, getting a picture of Shirley in the Weather Center, you know, for the holidays.
You know, you're beginning to look a little bit like John Travolta.
Yeah, I should only have his money. That's all I could think of, John Travolta. I have to read this to you. It caught my eye. It's in a magazine called The Lighter Side. And I thought about Marshall. I said he probably will have no use for it, but I'll read it to you anyhow. Okay? Sculptured tokens of Mothra, Godzilla, King Chodora.
Ghidorah.
Okay. Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla, yeah.
Okay. Based on the popular Godzilla series, you'll buy, sell, and trade your favorite properties, including Monster Island, Goro's Workshop, Kitakami Lake, and many more. Scary fun. For 2 to 6 players, it is Godzilla Monopoly. Godzilla Monopoly, folks. Do you believe they made a game called Godzilla Monopoly?
I can't wait to see the game pieces.
They're all, they're all little pieces of the monsters that move around. Well, and you know what they want for this thing?
What?
$40.
$40.
$40.
$40.
Marshall's going to go online. He's going to go online. And he's probably going to find it cheaper, and he'll get a good look at it. But it caught my attention yesterday, and I said, I have to remember to bring this up to Marshall, because I'm sure he'll be excited about the game. I don't know. You and Jill could sit down and play it. How about that?
Jill won't sit down and play Godzilla. But I hope, I'm going to look for it online. I hope at least when you move, if you win the game, that Godzilla will do his roar. I hope that they've somehow put into there the way that Godzilla can do his roar.
I don't think so, Marshall. Huh? It doesn't say that, but you know, it's a board game and it's novel. I'm sure there'll be people going out buying it. I don't think it's going to break down any doors.
I think I'd buy it just to put into my Godzilla collection and stuff like that, because you know, I am a big Godzilla fan. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You
definitely are. I didn't get to see any video, by the way, of what IOTA did. Did you see any video?
No.
From what they tell me, a lot of damage.
What was it, Category 4 when it came on?
No, it was a 5.
5, geez.
It was a 5. Now it's a depression, and it's exiting off of San Salvador, or El Salvador, and it's in the Pacific, so it'll probably redevelop and be given a new name. Right now in the Pacific, the next system to develop will be Carina. So IOTA could become Carina.
Well, too bad it wasn't Katrina, because then we could play Katrina in the Waves.
Right.
Remember their big song?
Yeah, I do.
Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah.
Walking on Sunshine.
That was such a great song.
It's a happy song.
It's a happy song.
And we need happy songs.
Yeah, that's what we need this time of the year. And, I can tell you that looking at the weather map, I'm thinking, Marshall, that maybe if Friday turns out as nice as I expect, I may start running those outdoor wires, at least the wires, and set that up. Because the following weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, from what I could see, I think Thanksgiving Day is going to be mild. Then I think another front will be coming through here, either Friday or Friday night, some next week. And I think the back of it's going to be blustery and colder. So certainly next weekend is not going to be as mild as this weekend. And I have no idea what the weekend follows, you know, that will be. But I'm thinking that, well, if I have the opportunity Friday, I should at least run the wires. Because once you run the wires, Marshall,
then it's just plugging stuff in, yeah.
Yeah, you know, then you just have to bring the stuff out and, you know, and connect them, and that's the end of that. So we'll see what happens, but...
Now, I'm looking at your long-range forecast, and so far, November 2020, first week, dry and cold, then rain, even some mixed wet snow in the second week. Bingo, you hit that right on the head.
Right. Look at the third week. Early rain, some wet snow.
Yeah. Chilly and chilly, then windy and wet late week. Third week, early rain, some wet snow, then windy with rain changing to wet snow and flurries late in the week.
That's not going to happen.
Well, for a long-term forecast, I mean, what can you do?
That's not going to happen. And the last week, I have windy with snow showers, then turning fair and milder for Thanksgiving weekend. I don't think there's going to be snow showers on Monday. Monday into Tuesday, I think it's going to be principally rain. But I do think it's going to get milder for the Thanksgiving weekend. So, not Thanksgiving weekend. I think it'll be milder for Thanksgiving, but the Thanksgiving weekend will actually turn colder. I mean, you can't have everything.
Well, no, you can only have what you have.
Right. I did say here that Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas look problem-free. And Halloween was problem-free. It's just chilly, and right now Thanksgiving looks problem-free. So let's hope we could do it again on Christmas.
All right. My computer just reset itself. That's not a good thing.
Uh-oh. Does that mean that Microsoft was nice enough to send you an update?
No. We've been having a problem with this for quite a while, and I don't know why. This is the first time it's happened in quite a while. But because, thank goodness, we've been talking, I've been able to reset it. We've done everything. We've replaced boards. We've replaced USB converters. There's something that's wrong with the main computer, and I have a feeling we're going to have to take this computer and move it and make it our production computer, and then get another one for the main studio.
Gotcha.
Because we can have a computer that resets in the production room. That's no problem, you know. But on air, if it resets at the wrong time, it creates a problem. So, but it's a backup and running now. But that's the first time it's actually reset in a long, long time. So we've done everything we can possibly do other than buy a new computer. And it's not a regular off-the-rack computer. You have to buy it from the company that makes the radio software.
So it's
not like a $500-$600 computer.
It's like a
$1,200-$1,300 computer.
And by the way, the cheapest price I see for your Monopoly is $34.95.
And where is that?
Galactic Toys.
Galactic Toys.
Right. $34.95.
Right. I'll have to look at it because it's something that I would never play. I would keep it closed, and right. I'd hang it on my wall. And someday in the future, it might be worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, you mean like all the 75 Department 56 houses that I have for Christmas?
That's right.
You know how much they're worth now?
Nothing. Isn't it something? Well, you and I we're not collectors. You know, we get things because we like them.
That's exactly what happened with Department 56. They were all done so well, and I love the North Pole series and the Scrooge series. So I went out, and every time they came out with new houses, I bought them. I now have about, I would say, maybe not 75, but I bet you I have a good 60 houses, and I can't put them all up. You know what? It takes too much time, too much energy, and you can put them on eBay, and you're lucky. You're lucky for all of those houses if you could get a few hundred dollars for them. Meanwhile, each house back then cost anywhere between $50 and $100. So, and I'm not going to leave them to my nieces and nephews because you know what they'll do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow morning and we'll make sure we wear our woolies.
Yeah, make sure. Be careful with that ramp and everybody be safe.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.